Coming up next week, Dayton's Muse Machine will introduce audiences to their annual production. This year, they're headed into the woods. Into the Woods is a Tony Award-winning musical and a Stephen Sondheim production that pulls together many familiar fairy tale characters, but with a twist. This week I spoke with some of the show's cast and crew who were very excited with the production.
We didn't know what to expect when we announced this. Into the Woods might have gone either way, and what we found was that there's an enormous reaction. The show is very dear to people's lives, and I think that there are a lot of young people who knew the show and were so over the top about getting their teeth into it.
Doug Merck is the show's producer. He says the marriage of this musical and Muse Machine is the result of a long courtship.
It's been more than 10 years that we've been considering Into the Woods, looking at it, putting it on the table, and ultimately going one direction or another. And it's been for a number of reasons, because Into the Woods doesn't normally have dance in it, and we felt like we needed that. And there were a number of things that we thought, I'm not sure if this fits a Muse audience in one way or another. And so we've tweaked it and fiddled with it and took notes on it year after year and had compiled notes. And eventually this year when we pulled it out, we thought, we know how to make this one dance. Into the Woods was born from a book by Bettelheim called The Uses of Enchantment, and the nutshell of that is the idea that fairy tales have a use because when we are very little and we hear about fairy tales and what happens there, they plant seeds in us so that later in life when things occur, things like betrayal and death and very adult things, that's not the first time we will have experienced it, that we will actually have experienced it in some way through these fairy tales when they were young, and so it will prepare us. And the way this show takes that on is that there's a first act where we see these fairy tales we're familiar with, intertwined, and we seem to come to a happy ending, but then the story continues. And it starts to become something that's very real to all of us. We start to see very modern-day, contemporary problems. There's a lot of happiness. There's an awful lot of humor in this, just like real life. But there are a lot of things that we can't control, things that we don't always get explanations for. And it takes things that may have begun as a fairy tale, and it sort of thrusts it into the faces of the audience members. Again, it's always funny, and it's always fun, but it's very thought-provoking.
This is the final night for rehearsals at the Metropolitan Arts Complex, where Muse makes its home. Then the production moves next door to the Victoria Theater. The first person I spoke with that night was Anastasia Martemian. She's 17, and she's from Russia.
I started to dance when I was 3, and I went to music school when I was 5, so I have a lot of experience with stages. And I've never been in the theater, though.
4 months ago, Anastasia came to study at Stivers School for the Arts. Then, in October, she auditioned for Muse. She plays violin in the orchestra. She loves what she's doing and says this is a great experience.
When I just came here, everybody was like, wow, you're from Russia. We're so glad to have you here. Everybody was so friendly, and I felt like in the family, it was so warm.
No talking. We're starting. Are we all ready?
As rehearsal gets underway, more than 60 cast and crew members flood the practice stage. There's a lot of energy in the room, and the students are focused on singing their lines and hitting their marks. They're having a good time. So was I. The kids finish one of their big musical numbers, and so comes my chance to talk with some of the cast. Samantha Eastman is 17 and a senior at Tippecanoe High School. Here's how she introduced herself.
I like to smile.
Samantha is all smiles, but in Into the Woods, she plays a witch. A witch named Samantha. That sounds familiar. Well, the role of the witch is familiar to this young actress. It's one she's played before, and she loves it.
she was cursed with ugliness, and she's just absolutely ticked about it, so she'll do anything she can to get pretty. And so she sets out on this journey, and she causes chaos within this small village that they all live in.
Playing an ugly witch is quite a stretch for a girl who looks like Samantha, but she says she's got it covered.
My dad tells me I have an ugly side, so I think I'll be able to do that. But I think there will be a little bit of makeup involved. But for me, it's about taking this journey and finding out who you are. And it's really done a lot for me, not only as an actress, but as a person.
Micah Trout is a senior at Beaver Creek High School, and he plays the baker, who he describes as quirky, insecure, and trying to prove to his wife that he's strong, though inside he's scared. Micah can relate to that.
It really relates to me personally because I have my quirks and stuff like that, but I think he's one of the most, human characters along with his wife. I think they definitely have the qualities that, more people can relate to, I think.
Trout is 17 and loves singing. That's good because he's good at it.
No more giants waging war. Can't we just pursue our lives with our children and our wives till that happier day arrives? How do you ignore?
The song that I sing, it's kind of one of the turning points for my character. I really, I decide to not, run away from things when things get bad. I decide to take responsibility and be the man that I should be.
The reverse says, all the wondering what even worse is still in store. All the children, all the giants, no more.
Micah Trout says the baker and his wife are two of the more real characters in the play. The baker's wife is played by Mary Kate O'Neill, who says she wants to do musical theater for the rest of her life.
I started doing plays in first and second grade, and actually I went more into sports during middle school, and then I kind of rediscovered my love for it in eighth grade or so, and I've been doing musicals at my school since freshman year, and I started doing Muse Machine my sophomore year for me and my girl.
O'Neill says her character was hard to relate to at first.
I definitely had a problem with her when I first started the role because she is so human and she makes mistakes that I found hard to forgive. So it was really hard. It was really interesting going through her journey and being able to understand her. And I hope that what I do in the role is something that the audience will be able to understand her and kind of look back at their own mistakes and be able to work them out the way she does. I mean, and the thing is that you find out that even though you thought that you were so different from the character, there's actually so many things that you relate to in the character. I mean, I definitely don't live in a magical forest and I don't have witches and princes and princesses surrounding me, but it's such a real show.
This year's program is directed by Rufus Bonds Jr., who says rehearsals are going well and having so much talent to work with makes it easy.
And it makes it even more easier when you have young adults who are willing to listen and to willing to dialogue with you with things that work for them and don't work for them, and you figure it out together.
Talent and communication may be key, but Muse Machine's productions don't get anywhere without hard work.
It's a fairly, and I want to ask you three about this as well, it's a fairly regimented schedule. It can be pretty tough if you're not ready for it, correct?
Yeah. When we left for winter break, is that what you call it, for Christmas? I went home and slept for 2 days. I was so tired, I didn't know what to do. But you come in, you're here every day, 4:30 to 8:30 during the week, 1 to 6 on Saturday, 1 to 5, is that right? No, 10 to 6 on Saturday, 1 to 5 on Sunday. And what's interesting about it is they're happy to be here. As they were speaking, I remember when I was in a place where you did the work because you love doing the work, and then you get paid. And then it becomes something else, but it doesn't become something else until you, unless you're not doing something you still love, meaning picking the right pieces to do as well. because if you still love what you're doing on the stage, it will always be that much fun. It will always be Playland.
And do you guys want to add to that?
Well, the schedule, you know, our rehearsals are long, but I sit in school and say, I cannot wait for rehearsal because, like, my best friends are here and I'm doing what I love. And getting to spend, you know, 4 hours after school doing what I love is just, I couldn't ask for any better.
Yeah, and, you know, a lot of people, you know, are concerned about, like, their schoolwork and their, you know, other activities that they do. But I always, you know, make sure I find time for that. I think there's always time at rehearsal if you're not doing something, you can bring out your homework or something like that. And there's always time, you know, after rehearsal. But honestly, like, I wouldn't trade these hours at rehearsal for anything else.
I remember trying to explain to kids at school because they're like, you seriously have 4 hours of rehearsal a night and then you have to do your homework. And isn't that killing you? And I'm like, well, if it is, it's like, what a way to go. Like, it's just the best place there is.
Great. And are you all ready for the performance?
Ready to do it, but I wouldn't mind some more rehearsal. I'm pumped.
Yeah. I think we're ready. I'm going to be nervous, but I think nervous is always good because it shows that you really care about what you're doing. So
I don't think I've ever been this excited. Like, I sit in class and it's just like, oh, whoa, like, T-minus 1 week. Here we go.
We've been counting down the days until the performance.
Yeah.
Well, thank you all for speaking with me. I really appreciate it, and good luck with the show.
Thank you.
Great. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
It's obvious that the young cast and crew energizing this year's Muse Machine love what they're doing, and all of them say they're making lifelong friends in the process. Dayton's Muse Machine takes you into the woods this Thursday, January 13th at the Victoria Theater with shows running all weekend. Learn more about Muse performances and showtimes at musemachine.com. I'm Jerry Kenney. This is WISO Weekend.